Blog Talk Radio. The Cards of the Lions shall break every chain.
Shalom and come out of y'all. Brother Dwight, you on with me?
Yeah, you think we can make it this week?
Yeah. I hope they be nice this week. You know, it's hard for them to do, but we hopefully be nice this week.
Yeah, we'll do. What we're going to do today is our last week study. I got to studying some more, so I'm just going to share what I done ran up on in history, because, you know, we always say documentation beats bullshit-ass conversation. So the more you study this history, and I got time because I'm retired now, Brother Drew, the more I can see how if we start at certain spots and certain intervals and certain timelines of history, then we get a story that's awesome. And I'm going to share that story with you, Brother Drew, because we done studied so long and traveled. It was something that I noticed, and you know how we deal with mathematics and mathematics speaking. Everything is mathematics speaking. What we're going to be dealing with now is esoteric knowledge in some of its highest form of esoteric knowledge, but we're going to through the story, if you tell it as a story, then the baby can comprehend it. So we know this for a fact, that when we tell it this way, that the baby can. So when we start that study out, when we start our study out, we started with, we keep everything Masonic, meaning that we keep everything Masonic. Well, that's esoteric knowledge, and you had to know which nation of people that you lived up under their system. Cases, we live up under the Scottish Rite Doublehead Eagle Masons belief. That's whose belief we've been put up under. And if you're not a Mason and you don't know the secrets, what happened, the whole inside of how it happened, and you don't know what the three weapons is, then you've been put up under this knowledge of the three weapons. And because you don't know this knowledge, then you never understand what really happened to you. But by having a clear understanding of how all of this got started, is that you had to first know what a Scottish Rite believe in. You had to be initiated. This is the reason. If you ain't initiated in this, you don't know a damn thing about the Scottish Rite Masons, even if you're an initiate in that, because within that organization, other secret societies came out of that organization, like the Bohemian Society, the Skull and Bones, the all of your fraternities, the Deltas, the Sigmas, and all of the Alphas. All of these came out of Masonic beliefs that's break away and started another secret society within a secret society. So if you ain't hip to all of this stuff and did a study like Drew and I have done over a period of many, 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 many years, and mine started off when I was 3 years old, and I'm 71 now. So the key word, Brother Drew, I found in studying this, guess what that key word is? Bereshit. Now, if we, when we find out that the Bible, see how the Bible is coded, it's coded to death. The first 39 books of the Bible is supposed to be the Torah and the Tanakh. They renamed it. And because they renamed it, it throw you completely out of whack. Brother Drew, if you believe that the first book of the Torah is Genesis, you throw it out of whack, because the Hebrew word for Genesis ain't Bereshit. Bereshit means reconstruction in this language. The word reconstruction means made again, meaning somebody made you again. And I find that very interesting, this word Bereshit, Brother Drew, because when we go back into 1870, Reconstruction period of the United States of America, I ain't found too many black people can elaborate on the Reconstruction of America. That's when the slaves was put up under the black codes, as we still up under that bullshit right now, because of Reconstruct. Somebody Bereshit us, reconstructed us. And see, when you don't understand that, see, That ain't Genesis. That ain't the beginning. Because it was something here before the reconstruction. And see, the reconstruction is what's so killing about the Bible, Brother Drew. You already know it's seven different creation stories in that book. And if you don't know which creation story to start with, and I find this very simply amazing, Brother Drew. They put it up under the ancient numbering system too. That's deep. See, this is real deep how they wrote this. This is the 1881 Bible. meaning that this book came, it's supposed to have been translated out of 1611, and it wasn't translated out of the 1611. And when they put it back out from 1611 to 1881, it's 270 years. 7 and 2 is 9, Brother Drew. And that means that the number don't change. So you have to read this book like it's written up under what system it is wrote up under. Now, when all the Adamites, they don't teach this, the Adamites is the first 9 chapters in Genesis is the story of the Adamites. Now, when we get to the 10th chapter of Genesis, it reads, this is the generation of Noah and his 3 sons. That's at the 10th chapter, Bereshit. That's the starting of reconstruction of the 3 hemispheres that got completely, every lost their whole civilization because of idolatry and of the flood over there. The flood didn't come to the across the waters. The flood, we separated from the people that lost their lives in the flood. The people that's present day people that's over here now, that came from the east, the north, and the southern hemisphere. These are the descendants of Noah's children. That starts with that history starts at the 10th chapter of Genesis. Brother Drew, this is the reason this Bible was called a forbidden Bible for 350 years.
Uh-huh.
This book is called a forbidden Bible. And in 1881, look at that date, 1881, the United States sued the Pope and said they were going to use this Bible, this God, and this language, which is read from left to right, as a national language, national God. The Pope said, you're the Antichrist. If you use this, they declare them the Antichrist. Just like they declared the Spaniards, when they broke away, the Antichrist in the 12th century, and in the 5th century when the Coptic Church and the Jacobite Church, which is the King James Church, broke away, at 1025 A.D., all the Orthodox churches broke away. The Catholic Church said that, hell, they were the Antichrist because they wasn't teaching what the Roman Catholic Church taught. They became against Krishna. That's what that word Antichrist means, against Krishna. They was against the teaching of Krishna because Krishna's teaching holds 49 masses. And all of these people did away with the 49 masses, all but the Orthodox churches, and they do their masses a little different from the Roman Catholic Church, but they still have the masses, but they still classify it as the Antichrist because they have disagreement on Jesus' birthday. They say he wasn't born on December the 25th. That's Nimrod's birthday. That's what the Orthodox Church said. If you go on national TV and look at them on January the 15th celebrating Christmas, Jesus' birthday. This has came out of the break of the church. But now when we get back and start looking at this, they put it up under the 10. That's Yah's number. And then they put the language at the 119th Psalm. 119, that means 11, one-on-one. If you be one-on-one with them, you learn this damn language. They put it at the 119th Psalm, which your son taught at 12 years old. And see, when you translate everything back into this language, then you have a clearer understanding. But when I started putting numbers with this, I found this simply amazing how the whole story is in the Bible. But the reason the whole story is in the Bible, Brother Drew, and the Bible seems like it's fulfilling itself today, is because it didn't come out to 1881. Now, from 1881 to 1776 is 105 years. In 1776, the Illuminati became America. The first members of the Illuminati called themselves Americans. It was 72 of them. It was in large, number one, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. 7, 2, and 9. They got everything on the numbers. When we go to the numbers, that's what makes it so plain, because we can read the number. Now, Weinstrip, who started the Illuminati, he was the grand poutonnet over the largest at that time, but they had all of these past grand poutonnets who had Weinstrip, and most of these cats was in America. Now, out of the 57 people that signed the Declaration of Independence for America, took on what America had a wrote with these 72 Masons, which is America at large, number one, had wrote a preamble, a constitution, and a bill of rights, gave it to the public, and the governors of each state voted on this, and we find it very interesting now. Out of all the people that signed the Declaration of Independence, Brother Drew, one of them, only one, wrote it, helped write it. He was the youngest governor at that time, and he was in charge of Congress at that time, Brother Drew, and his name was Thomas Jefferson.
Okay.
And he was the youngest one. So when these 57 governors signed for the Declaration of Independence that each state colony would become states, and this is what we are formed up under this, it's large number one, which was nothing but the Illuminati. We start this New World Order right here, give it to the people, and they accept it. Each the people that accept it, because they signed it and put it. Now, the people that signed the Declaration of Independence, they committed treason. And John Hancock was actually the first American on paper that we know of that signed his name that he was an American. And the rest of them waited almost 30 to 40 days before each of them. I got a list of when they came and signed this thing. I got the history of the 57 signees of the Declaration of Independence, their history. And all of them was aristocrats, Brother Drew. And all of them had a seal in England. Thomas Jefferson. Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, man. They dealing heavy with the Scottish Rite Masons and the Crusades, which was the aristocrats. But they came out of the Crusaders. These are the aristocrats. These are the descendants of this bloodline where it got up, where they started establishing nations of people up under a system. And they put everybody up, white and black, and all is up under the three ruffins, Jubilee, Jubilee, and Jublood. How we know that they first put the white man up under the three ruffins when they made them agree that everybody over here would live up under this set of rules with the Constitution, the Preamble, and the Bill of Rights. They were called Whigs. And the people that was fought didn't want to do it. They was called the Tories. You had to go back into their history. That's when I say 72 wig wearing ass white boys and Lord's number one. They opened their chambers, as they would say, to the first degree of a lodge. But it's 33 degrees in there. Your ass is just on the first floor. That's when they had the eye in the pyramid. you on the first floor. you ain't the eye that's standing up there alone. You on the first floor. But I always ask, where is your block and that where you at that block? So when you see how they started this all the way down just like that, that's why everything seemed like what's written in this Bible, this 1881 Bible, everything is coming true. Because when it was written, Brother Drew, in 1881, they could predict what was going to happen 450 years later, which would take us up into this time period right now, starting this time period, of how, if we kept with this three ruffians, the people with this three ruffians, and with this double-head eagle mason's belief system, where you would be in the condition and the shape that you're in right now from this, because the masses of people have been hoodwinked, cable-toed, and bamboozled. And by the time that you realize, somebody realized, like me and you, realized and they predicted that an ex-slave, they say, out there will nothing would be hid from him, and one he would know what happened to him and what genocide and everything about. He wouldn't understand this knowledge of Jubilee, Jubilee, and Jubilee, which was the three roughest. In a certain generation. Well, we're in that generation right now. They was absolutely right about that. Because we're in the generation now that we can explain everything and find out that everything that's been taught to us in a school system is a lie, taught by this person they call Americans, who the Bible would call Magog, Gog, and Tubal. Well, Magog, in 1776, changed his name to an American. But Magog in Great Britain, where he came from, they ain't changed their name to American. They continues to believe that they Great Britain, the original name that they said they was at that time period. But they had came from other names, but they was accepting that name at that time period. And for 239 years, you have been taught to accept that you are an American just for the simple reason that you born over here up under this control of this preamble, Constitution, Bill of Rights, given to you by some Masons, some Scottish Rite Masons. Then, when the Illuminati had completely controlled, they said they break the economy in fall in 1932. They broke the economy, and that's when the president put the Great Seal of the United States of America came into existence. And all of this story is in the Bible, Brother Drew. But it's in codes. They'll have the beast and this and the beast that. But it's still the same stories when you get to see. You had to know the signs and symbols and numbers of the Scottish Rite Mason, the double-headed Scottish Rite Mason. You had to know their sister. You had to trace their history all the way from hell, the people of hell. And you can go look on your map and go in the Caucasus Mountain and look up Helena, who was a god, Helena, Hell's Court, and you can see where the people of Hell, the original people that became the Germanic race of people that became the Greeks, this is where they started. Before they was Greeks, they was the people of hell. They call themselves Hellenistic society of people. And if you study it, you can study their history. The IUs, who ain't nobody but Yehuda. They wasn't calling him Yehuda. They had named, he had tricked them that he was a Ayu, and later he tricked the white boys, renamed him a Jew. And now he's known throughout the world as a Jew. I find that simply amazing, but back in the time, of ancient Greek, getting his foot of early
still
ancient Greek, he was an IU, IEW. And I find it very amazing when we go into the 1611 Bible that this Bible was supposed to be translated
out
of.
Y'all stand by. From the water, you still there? I can't hear you.
Huh? You hear me?
Let y'all stand by for a second.
Can you hear me, Brother Drew? I hear you. Brother Drew.
I don't know what's happening again. I guess we got to. Brother Water can't hear you on your line.
I can hear you.
Call back in. Brother Water can't hear nothing naturally. By the stand by, if y'all can hear me, trying to. I'm trying to open up your line now, but the water just set. Okay, Brother DeWater, go ahead and see if I can hear you. Well, what is going on out here? Just a second, DeWater. Having the same problem again, it looked like. Just a second, Brother DeWater, I'm trying to open the line back up. Okay, Brother DeWater, you should be on. Can you hear me, Brother DeWater?
You there, Brother Drew?
I'm that brother Walter. The people were texting me that they could hear you. That I just can't hear you, but I hear you now.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I was stopped at where Yehuda once was known as IU. That's in the 1611 Bible. Ain't no J's in 1611 Bible. So ain't no Jerusalem, ain't no Jeremiah, ain't no Jews. And this is how they hoodwink you, Brother Drew, is when you're up under the three roughing, they hit you in the head with a city mall, meaning that they take away. Can you hear me, Brother Drew?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, that means they take away your language,
right?
And so once your language gets taken away from you, and once something gets translated out of the original into your language, it loses all the effect. You can't translate history of another race of people into another language, especially this language here. You don't have enough words to identify the signs and symbols in another language.
Right.
You have to come up with words like T-O, T-W-O, T-O. See, and everything means sound alike, and they mean something different. But it's pronounced two. But what two is you talking about? Is you talking about T-O, T-O-O, or T-W-O? You got many
right.
words in this language like this. And so when you got a confusing language, when they translated something out of the original, you can't understand it. You can't understand. You don't have the original words. The Bible is very clear. This book is very clear to the people that you find in Genesis, the 15th chapter of Genesis. Now, when we go through a timeline, 8,000 years ago, approximately 8,000 years, because a little over 8,000 years ago, there was Noah. 6,000 years ago, Abraham. 4,000 years ago, Moses. 2,016 years ago, the hippie on a stick, Jesus. Now, when we go back into the 15th chapter of Genesis, we're going back 6,000 plus years, Brother Drew, and we'll be on the money then. And we'll go to the 15th chapter and the 12th verse, and then from 12 to 17, you see where they tell a story in there of the present day people that's over here that came over here on the good ship Jesus of Luxor and John the Baptist. This is where that story starts. Now let's do some figuring. It's 4,445 years from, if we subtract 6,000 from 1555, we'll get 4,445 years. In other words, Brother Drew, it took 4,445 years before the nightmare and the horrible dream that Abraham had in this scripture, in this story that's in the Bible, it took that many years before the people, his children, came into existence, Brother Drew. And this is what's so amazing about this. when he had this horrible dream on this story, him and Sarah didn't have no children. He didn't have no children. They say he went to sleep and he had a dream that one of his children was going to take his another children into captivity and enslave their own brothers. He had this dream. Well, to put that story together and how you come up with these are the children that were brought over here in 1555 is, you first have to go back and ask yourself a question, how many wives did Abraham had? He had more than one. Most people going to say one, Sarah and Hagar. They don't even classify Hagar as his wife, but Hagar was his wife once she went into it and had a baby by. That's your wife according to their laws. You had to understand the laws that they lived by at that time. And it's not taught in the Christian church. When we go into the 25th chapter of Genesis, that's 5 and 2 and 7, we're going to be perfect with it. The children of Keturah and Abraham. Keturah was a Cushite where Abraham and them lived with. Them children was in the Congo. Those tribes, 12 of those sons and tribes, you got their genealogy in the Bible there. In the 25th chapter, you can go read about it. Their genealogy, and you can trace them down. They was brought over here in 1555. Now, it took 4,445 years for this to happen. I mean, that's me and you looking at the story of history repeating itself and coming all the way down to here.
Uh-huh.
Now, when they was put up under the knowledge of the three ruffians up by the Scottish Rite Masons, well, Duncan Rite Masons put their ass up under this, and y'all right, but all of Duncan Rite, y'all right, and Scottish Rite, they all had the same belief system, and it little was different than their ceremonies and rituals, but major belief system was the same. So the Duncan Masons put these Cushites up under this three ruffian knowledge. It takes 450 years for the three ruffians to work. That's 18 generations, approximately 18 generations. They did it in less generation than that. Now, 1555 to 2016, that's 460 years. So the children born after 1960, XY millennium and the Z generation of people, according to the three ruffians, they got you, but you is them, homeboy, to the point where you think that you're an American, and you're going to tell everybody you're American, and you'll fight and die for America because you believe everything that America, because you've been born in America, raised in America, educated in America, in American ways, and you as this white man, as we speak, that renamed himself 1776 when you was on the plantation and most of our people was on the reservation. But we never signed a peace treaty with them, not the Creek and not the Old Mac. We didn't. You call them Mexicans now, and you call us, I don't know what they call us now. They call us Indians, Indians, and black Indians, and this and all of that there. But that's, you had to understand that what color was these people from the jump start. We still got our original color of the pigmentation of our skin, of what we were when we were, before white folks renamed us. Start calling us Indians and stuff. So when we go to, we look in that book. Now, they told you the story of what happened to Magog and Gog and Tubal, Brother Drew, but where chapter 6 is in Genesis, in the Bible, with chapter 6 should be chapter 2 to put it in a chronological order, because they got all of this history of stuff that's happened, and they didn't tell why it happened, into the sixth chapter of Genesis, they say the fallen angels, gods came down. When the gods came down to earth, well, the earth had already been invaded by the Martians. And that's where they got their school of thoughts from and took them into corruption. What's that same generation of people then? Well, we're looking at the same generation of people now. You follow me, Brother Drew?
Go ahead.
Believing what the Martians said, what white people said, policies they way of life, well, they was totally destroyed. But this seed that came over here, according to the book, what seed was it? It was Japheth. According to the old story, Ham and Shem had to drag Japheth into the ark, because he didn't believe his dad, and he was partying with all the people. He was high off into that partying society. He wasn't in the ways of Yah. He was in the ways of Hinduism, and that's what the religion was at that time, was Hinduism. It's always been Hinduism versus Yahwehism practicing this. So the seed of Japheth became the genetic race of people, become this evil nation of people that was brought from the old world with the beginning of the new world. That seed was brought over through Japheth, through the DNA. And that belief system got started again with Magog, Gog, and Tubal, those children, and you trace their history all the way up into 2016, and you see that same spirit of the belief system and way of life and school of thoughts as we got right now. And you and I can see how it manifested, because we can go back to 1960. We can start at 1960 with the beatniks. And I put it like this. When a white boy that was in Greenwood Village and in California, out in L.A., California, out of the beach boys, they were calling themselves beach combers and all of that. But they became beatniks. They put on some Ray Charles glasses. You remember, Brother Drew? You too young to remember the beatniks.
Yeah, I'm too young for this.
You too young to remember the beatniks. Okay. The beatniks, and they had coffee houses. The reason I hung out with them, Brother Drew, is because of their belief. They believe in smoking pot. They believe in smoking pot and free love. And we was in the service, bro, and them white, everybody wanted to get stationed in California. When you because they would tell you the stories about the beatniks out there in California, and how much, how the women were out there. And I couldn't get to the West Coast. Every time I put in for the West Coast, they sent me to the East Coast. But then the beatniks moved up into Greenwood Village. I got stationed in New York, and I liked to play chess. And they played chess out in the park, and I became into that society. And they were doing, like, Peter, Paul, and Mary songs, all of those songs, what they call old folk songs, Celtic Scottish folk songs. And, hell, I used to sing the shit out of them songs, and I got in tight with the crowd. And I always hung with the beatniks. And the children of the beatniks, around about 1967, 68, they become hippies. They drop the name beatnik and become hippies. That, now, I ain't too, you know what a hippie is, right? Okay, yeah, that's your area of town. That's the name. He started off as a beatnik.
Oh, okay.
Then he became a hippie, and then a yuppie, and then the jet set, and then the elite out in Hollywood. All that, he went right straight down. But his lifestyle and mindset was the same. Now, how it came over into the black community, I put it like this. Putting the jitterbug. And that's a jitterbug was known as a cool papa. See, when he became a hustler, that's on him. He started off as a jive time Negro in the pool hall. There was a pool shop that was hustling. Then he moved up to the degree of a hustler that became a pimp. And he put women out on the street. And he would tell them to go out and get me $100. And if you bought back $99.99, he would flip your ass from Amazing Grace to How Sweet a Sound and tell you, I don't care how you earn that one penny, but go get me my penny. That's what, that was the pimp, you know. So, you know, see, and then he went from a pimp to what you call a player. And then the player got to wearing loud colors, platform shoes, and dressing real, what they call fly. And he became fly. And see, when he became fly, then they put out a movie called Super Fly. And he became a drug dealer when he moved from Kane, the hustler that became a pimp. He started moving into selling marijuana, heroin, and then in the 70s, speed. And the children of Superfly became hippies. They call themselves bitches and hoes and dogs and food as we speak. These are the generations of the children that went down the line of where I just told you about, Brother Drew. How I know this? And you know how I know this? Because, goddammit, I was one. Everything that I told you, homeboy, I was one, and I had that belief and that philosophy. If I tell your ass to get me $100 and you went out and got me $99.99, I'll beat your goddamn ass and tell you to go out there with your head or your tail and make me my goddamn penny. I don't give a damn. Bring me my penny. Bitch, you bring me what I tell you to sit out to go get it. And I meant that shit. I was this hard-ass nigga that was in the military with this way of life and this mentality of thinking. So I ain't talking about some shit that somebody goddamn it told me. I'm talking about some shit that I lived. Brother Drew. And all of this stuff of how you were going to be is in this book. It's described in the Bible. If we go back into the book of Proverbs, it'll tell you about a generation of people that would curse, that would become a generation of people that would be like we are today and with the mindset. I just caught my mind, Buzz Drew, because the way I was raised, I went back when I got 50 years old. I went back to another way of thinking.
Right.
And from meeting and listening to a man named Elijah Muhammad, I listened to him, and I know he was a Mason. And I always say my daddy must have been a Muslim because he raised us. His thoughts and his school of thoughts were the same as Elijah Muhammad. And my daddy had beat his goddamn school of thoughts into my head unmercifully that I thought like my daddy thought, so I could understand when I got stationed in Chicago in 64, I could understand what I'm hearing Elijah Muhammad and hanging out with the Muslims. You know, I was stationed there, and I had a friend named Trafficking. He was from Chicago, and me and him was in the same squadron together. So I would hang out with him on weekend leave passes and try to go with his sister. He had some cute sisters.
Uh-huh.
I get me a hotel room and party on the weekend. But I would hang out with the Blackstone Rangers because Travin was a Blackstone Ranger, and we was in Blackstone Rangers turf. He lived on troop in Jamaica there. And I got into them, and then I got into listening to Yawk. One went to another one. And it all matched up with the history that I had already known, Brother Drew, and what I knew about the Masonic Lodge, what I had been taught by Grandpa. But it all matched up. But I didn't realize what knowledge I had until I was about 45 or 50 years old and started speaking it, you know. And the more I got all back off into it and studying, you could see things. But the most key important word is Bereshit, reconstruction, because we have been reconstructed. That means made again, made over from your original, and it's we got so many keys that the powerful, because see, they went to not do the rumbles. See, when it become do the rumbles, when this book become Dabarine and not do the rumbles, then the book of Dabarine, the word Dabarine means word. See, it don't mean law. It means the word. But if you say Deuteronomy, well, then that would mean law. But if you speak our language, Dabarine, that would mean the word. And Deuteronomy the 20th, Dabarine the 28th chapter, Deuteronomy 28th chapter, 8 and 2 is 10, you find your cursing and your blessings, Brother Drew.
Right.
And I find it simply amazing when we go to there, you have 68, you have 63, cursing and blessing. 6 and 3 is 9, meaning it don't change. Everything that you find right here in this chapter, hell, if you go back through and trace the history of some people that came over in 1555, that's their history. And they're here. Even our seed is mixed with these people, Brother Drew, because our indigenous forefather mixed with these people.
Uh-huh.
So the Crow, man, we just know, I don't know which one of these indigenous, their great-great-grandpa mixed with, African, because I don't know any Africans, but I do know goddamn some Crows and Cherokees. see, and I know that they mix their seed with them. So evidently we got part of their DNA that we can come up and break this down into what it is right now and see the facts of understanding that this day and age we've been reconstructed. And you had to know who reconstructed you, is what system that they reconstruct you in for you to reconstruct your ass out of it. You see what I'm talking about, Brother Drew? And then once you understand how somebody done did you, then you can do what? Counterintelligence. You can come out. This book done told you to come out of my people. In and not your oppressor, choose on his ways. And the fifth and sixth chapter of Deuteronomy, they tell you what to do. If anybody ever puts you in slavery, what to do to them. And I always say, you know, Cole always say, that's what Montana read, say anybody puts you in slavery, God damn it, kill his ass when you come out of slavery. We're putting you in slavery. That's what Nat Turner's the only preacher, black preacher, that ever lived. The rest of this shit is shit. Nat Turner's the only black preacher. And out of all the black preachers that ever lived, ain't but one of them been a preacher. And that's Nat Turner. And just like in the Bible, ain't but one preacher in the Bible. That's Jeremiah. It just like it ain't but one preacher, and I would been come through this black nation of people, and that's Nat Turner, because when he read in the Bible that anybody that put him in captivity, that you put to kill him, well, that's what goddamn it. He said he got his word from God. If you know his story, he said God told him the Nat Turner scenario. So see, Nat Turner for 10 years preached to white folks. And then after he gets through preaching to white folks, he go out and preach to the slaves. What the white folks put, I got the sermons in the slave book here, Brother Drew, of what he had to preach. But he would preach them while the white folks was there, but he had another theology for their ass at night when he stayed overnight. They had voodoo drums, you would hear the voodoo drums hollering and stuff. That was Nat Turner calling the people to get the real message. And so the only reason that he got caught was he took some shit from people with him that he hadn't caught. The slaves that he picked up on the wayside. We know the story. But when we look at this, Brother Drew, there's a story that's in this 1881 Bible, and that's why, is because they knew that if they keep to this pattern of the three weapons of how you would act in a certain period of time, and that's what we got right now. And 99% of black people can't see this. But we ain't got about how many more minutes we got, Brother Drew?
Warren.
Okay. Shema Yahweh Yah Amen Yah Ika. Kamariya, until next week.